soldier killed in Bosnia reportedly picked up the explosive. Cold snap threatens Florida citrus groves. Report that Medicare trust fund was in the red last year. Good Monday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. An army autopsy conducted in Germany has shown that Sergeant Donald Dugan died Saturday in Bosnia of extensive head injuries. And NATO now reports this morning he did not die from a landmine, as first reported, but from handling a piece of unexploded ordnance. Randall Pinkston is in Lakeview, Ohio, talking with friends and family of the first American peacekeeper killed in Bosnia.
On a frigid afternoon, an American flag at half-staff signaled respect for a son of Ohio. 38-year-old Donald Dugan, the first American soldier to die in Bosnia. High school friend Dennis Evans recalls Dugan's determination.
Anything he set out to do, he did it. It was said and done.
Dugan volunteered for a second tour in Germany, which led to his assignment on the NATO peacekeeping force. His aunt, Mary Faye, hopes his sacrifice will help others.
I do hope that perhaps his death can save somebody else by making them more alert and aware of their situation.
Dugan is survived by his wife and two children who live in Germany and two older children from his first marriage. He would have been eligible for military retirement in 2 years. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, Lakeview, Ohio.
This is Bill Gasparini in Tuzla. A UN human rights investigator says Serb authorities have told her an estimated 8,000 Muslim men missing since last summer were in fact killed, although the Serbs say they died in combat and weren't summarily executed. Yesterday, Elizabeth Rain visited the town of Srebrenica, which the Serbs overran last July, where she met local Serb commanders.
They have been confirming that there are missing people and that they certainly are dead, those who are missing.
Rain also found no Muslim prisoners still being held in the devastated town, the strongest indication yet that the men are dead. Thousands of them are believed to be buried in mass graves, which international experts plan to excavate, something which Rain says should happen as soon as possible. Bill Gasparini for CBS News, Tuzla.
The Greek government is refusing to allow a farewell visit by U.S. envoy Richard Holbrooke, who helped defuse last week's military showdown between Greece and Turkey. Holbrooke, who leaves government in 2 weeks, has been attacked in the Greek press as pro-Turkish. Last week's crash of a Navy F-14 near Nashville, in which 5 people died, has cost the squadron commander his job. Since Commander Fred Killian took over last March, the squadron has lost 3 F-14s. The Arctic Express will slow down by midweek, but for now, temperatures are plunging into single digits and below. Hell even froze over. Hell, Michigan, that is, where it was 11 below. More freezing rain has caused power and driving problems in Oregon. The cold snap also produced sub-freezing temperatures in Florida. WWNZ newsman Peter King has that.
The cold weather has hit the Sunshine State with a vengeance. Wind chills from Pensacola to Miami were well below freezing overnight. Joe Caplet grows citrus near the Kennedy Space Center. He protected his crops by using warm water to raise temperatures.
It takes 28 degrees for 4 hours or longer to damage the fruit. And this is what we're trying to take precautions against.
Caplet doesn't expect much damage to his crops, but he says other areas could be in big trouble.
Definitely moving inland and north of us.
The wind actually helps keep the chill from settling into the fruit. However, there is concern for those farmers who lost crops to last month's cold snap. The new crops they've planted since then are more susceptible to damage from the cold. Peter King for CBS News, Merritt Island, Florida.
Medicare may be sicker than the experts have assumed. The trust fund reportedly lost $36 million last year, the first red ink in 23 years. Today, President Clinton sends his fiscal 1997 budget to Congress, which has yet to resolve this year's budget. At a morning roundtable with governors, he predicted a deal on one budget issue.
I do believe we're quite close on welfare reform with the Congress. I do believe it is terribly important, and I hope we can do it again, just in the next few weeks.
This is the week presidential hopefuls start collecting convention delegates. CBS News correspondent Linda Douglas has the Campaign 96 roundup.
Republicans will cast the first real votes in the 1996 presidential campaign in Louisiana, not Iowa, as tradition dictates. Louisiana Republicans are thumbing their noses at that tradition, hoping to increase the influence of southern states in choosing the party's nominee by holding the first caucus of the primary season. But most candidates are avoiding Louisiana for fear of offending Iowa. Not so Phil Graham and Pat Buchanan, who are battling for the small but dedicated Christian conservative vote in Louisiana. Graham has taken the risky step of predicting he'll win.
I hope and believe that I'm going to win there. I think we're going to take that momentum into Iowa.
But Buchanan has caught fire recently, arguing that of all the candidates, his opposition to abortion is the most passionate.
I will pick a running mate who is a pro-life Republican. Neither Senator Graham nor Senator Dole will make those commitments.
Graham has been so sure he would win Louisiana that his opponents charged the caucus was created by his supporters to help him. But by raising expectations of victory, the stakes for Graham now are very high. Linda Douglas, CBS News, Des Moines.
In Dedham, Massachusetts, jury selection began this morning in the trial of John Salvi, charged with killing two receptionists at Boston area abortion clinics. Richard Davis goes on trial today in San Jose, California, for the 1993 kidnap murder of 12-year-old Polly Klass, her father, Mark Klass.
People should be educated about the protection of our children by watching this trial. It's a national problem that should not be slipped under the rug again.
The judge in the case has closed the proceedings to live radio and TV coverage. The FBI is reportedly investigating claims that British and German neo-Nazis helped plan last April's Oklahoma City bombing. Stephen Jones, lawyer for accused bomber Timothy McVeigh, is also investigating alleged international links.
There are some telephone calls that are made among these groups in the United States and communication also that they have overseas with neo-Nazi organizations, some of the most radical right-wing groups in the United States that have these connections in Germany and Britain. But, of course, without knowing what the substance of the telephone conversation is, it's premature to know for certain that they're related. It's just that the timing is very important.
Tobacco turncoat Jeffrey Wigand has finally told his story on the CBS News broadcast 60 Minutes, accusing his former bosses at Brown and Williamson of seeing the cigarette this way.
It's a delivery device for nicotine.
Wigand told of threats against his family and enduring orchestrated attacks on his character and credibility. Correspondent Mike Wallace asked if his crusade was worth the personal pain.
If you ask me if I would do it again, or if it, do I think it's worth it? Yeah, I think it's worth it. I think in the end, people will see the truth.
Brown and Williamson says Wigand's claims should not be taken at face value. Security will be tight when Pope John Paul II arrives today in Guatemala City. Just yesterday, bodyguards foiled an assassination attempt against President Arzu. The 75-year-old pontiff told reporters on his plane he will be appealing for social justice in stops in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Venezuela. Actress Audrey Meadows died of lung cancer over the weekend in Los Angeles at age 71. Meadows will be best remembered thanks to TV reruns for playing Alice Cramden to Jackie Gleason's Ralph Cramden in The Honeymooners.
This is probably the biggest thing I ever got into.
The biggest thing you ever got into was your pants.
Meadows kept her illness secret as long as she could, even from her sister Jane Meadows. Overseas, the dollar is lower. London gold is up $4.15 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 10.84. It's 10 past.